Welcome to episode 46.
46.
Of Around the Outside, an IndyCar podcast with your host, as usual, Chris and Ryan.
As always.
Or it could be Ryan and Chris, however you want to look at it.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't really matter.
It's all the same stuff.
We are previewing in this episode the Big Machine
Spiked Coolers Grand Prix.
If you're going out to the track this weekend, let us just tell you.
Very overrated drink.
They are not worth the money.
No.
Okay?
I think they charge you about $13 a pop for those suckers, and it's like a Capri Sun.
You're spending $13 to get a Capri Sun.
Yes.
You would take about seven of them just to get you a buzz.
Yeah, just about.
Do yourselves a favor. Take your own booze.
Yes.
If you want to splurge on one, splurge on one. But
yeah,
it's, you know, it's not really
for sure.
But so, like we talked about, we will preview in this episode the race coming up this weekend. Practice starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
We kind of talk about the weekend, the schedule.
Yeah. We talk about the last race because this is the second race there this year, as we talk about. So
we get into our predictions as usual. We always have a podium. We both predict our podium. We talk about a little betting. What
as
the
always.
Odds are, you know, different places to go. And then we wrap up the segment with, or this the
episode with just a tiny bit of silly season.
Of silly season stuff. So, as usual, we want to thank everybody for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good for us, pretty good numbers.
Yeah, very happy across the board with everything.
With from the last one, with only being out for 3 days. So, but again, we're in double digits, not triple digits or quadruple digits. So
we'll take what we can get.
We'll take what we can get, but keep telling your friends about us. Keep telling everybody you know that's an IndyCar fan or a racing fan about Around the Outside.
Yeah.
Go to Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star rating, whatever it is on there, whatever you listen to.
Spotify. Any podcast.
We just appreciate everybody listening, and we just like talking about IndyCar. So hope you enjoy episode 46. We'll see you at the track this weekend. Peace.
Deuces.
And here we go, episode 46 coming at you.
46.
This is going to be our, what is this, the Big Machine Spiked Coolers?
Yes. Hold on.
What's the title?
Big Machine Spiked Coolers Grand Prix.
Grand Prix. At the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Second or third race this year at IMS.
Yeah. And about the fifth or sixth one in the last 15 months. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is a 2.439 14-turn road course, which I've never understood why they didn't just make the track 2.5 miles. Make it just like the oval.
Right.
You got the oval's 2.5 miles, and then they build a road course, make the road course 2.5 miles.
Apparently they didn't want to do that.
So, you know, whatever. But it's 2.439, so it's almost 2.5 miles. Pretty fast road course.
Yeah.
You know, obviously they're going opposite direction of the oval, so they, you know, they use... I liked the old course better where they came out, you know, up onto the track in two and used a short chute and used all of turn one and then blasted down the straightaway.
And then they have that little turn down after over in turn on oval turn four where they get through turn one through that section instead of just going right onto Holman Boulevard. They kind of turn right there, go around.
Little, like a little boot right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I liked the old course.
Yeah, so did I. So did I.
But we'll see. That's going to happen this Saturday. This is the, you know, what they're dubbing the triple header.
With IndyCar, Xfinity, and the Cup Series.
And the Cup Series. So,
all at once.
You will not be in attendance. You're going out of town.
I am going out of town.
But I will be in attendance on Saturday.
Sweet.
So, looking forward to that.
Yeah, for sure.
But let's just jump right into it. So in this past May,
yeah,
you obviously had, you know, Grosjean sat on the pole.
Yep.
You know, your fast six was Grosjean, Newgarden, Harvey, Pillow, Scott McLaughlin, and our boy Connor Daly.
Yes, Connor Daly
was in the fast six.
And it was a day mostly dominated by two drivers, mainly Romain Grosjean from the pole, led 44 laps, I believe. VK ended up taking away the win with leading 33 laps, and then Grosjean was second. The rest of your top 10 went Pillow in third, Newgarden fourth, Rahal fifth, Pagano sixth, Rossi seventh, McLaughlin eighth, Dixon ninth, and Erickson 10th. So that's how they kind of finished in the last race. And then one name not seen in that top 10 that was in the fast six is Connor Daly, because he was taken out on lap one, if I recall, during that race.
Yeah, he got booted and he got in a... stuck right there in the grass.
Yep.
Who booted him?
Simon Pagenaud. Well, I remember.
Punk.
I was not too happy.
Yeah, well. So, moving into this race.
Yeah.
Coming off of Nashville. You kind of got to wonder, okay, does anybody have momentum from Nashville That just going to carry over to this race? So, like, Colton, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Herta wasn't even in the top 10.
No, I think he was 13th or 12th, or he was somewhere around there.
In the last race.
Yeah.
Dixon was 9th in this race,
mm-hmm.
which typically he's pretty good at this track.
Yeah, for sure. He's won it.
So what happens? Like, is there a momentum that carries over? Is there bad momentum? Like, you know, like Jimmy Johnson. What happens with Jimmy this weekend?
Hopefully a better weekend.
It's a completely different tracks. But it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, for sure.
It's going to be fun to watch the points. We are talking about 28 entries.
Yeah, so there's a few guys that weren't here the last time we came. First, the now newly four-time Indy 500 champ, Elio Castroneves, is back this week with Meyer Shank, running in the 06 car. In the third Rahal car, you're going to have Christian Lundgaard, current F2 driver, as we talked about last episode, first competitive race. Cody Ware's making an appearance this weekend for Rick Ware Racing again, and then coming back from being bumped at the 500 is Top Gun Racing with R.C. Enerson.
Yeah.
So and they cannot be bumped.
They're guaranteed to get their start.
So they can run.
My cousin David, who works for that team,
mm-hmm.
Is on the crew, so he'll finally get his race.
Yeah.
So we're happy for that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Where do you think Top Gun shakes out?
Like
in practice time, in qualifications, like
probably not towards the top.
Well, I'm not saying that, but is he going to be? Does he beat Dalton Kellett?
I mean, RC's pretty talented, so I could see him being pretty competitive there towards the back. You know, with guys so like, I think Jimmy will be improved, but I mean, RC in four starts, he has a top 10. So, I mean, that's not bad for only having four starts, and he was only ever with Dale Coyne, or I think he was with Foyt one time, or Carlin maybe, but he's a pretty talented driver, so I think he should be able to get every ounce of pace out of that car that he can.
I agree. I did watch, is it Christian Lundgaard?
Christian Lundgaard.
I watched his onboard. He had put a video out of his test from mm-hmm. Barber, and well, he looked pretty smooth and fast.
Yeah, he's a good driver.
So he's a good driver. Very interesting to see what he can do.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him run.
I mean, he's had a test, so at least he's been in the car.
Yeah,
but he's coming to a track he's never been at. So, but you know, he's doing either simulator time or project car. He's doing something.
he's had some sim time. I've read that he's had some sim time on the road course right. at IMS. So I'm gonna keep
my eye on him.
I think he'll be pretty solid. I don't think he'll be too slow.
It's gonna be interesting. So, Cody Ware, is he doing? Are we calling this the double?
I don't think he's doing any NASCAR stuff.
So he's not doing.
No, because in Xfinity, Rick Ware was gonna have. Max Pappas run for him. Did you see that?
Yeah, so that's not happening now?
He tested positive for COVID.
Max Pappas did today?
Yeah. Or it was announced today or late yesterday.
Oh,
but,
man.
So J.J. Yelly's going to be in that car for their Xfinity. I like J.J. I don't know who's running their cup stuff. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter.
I'd have to look it up to see if he cup was. Stuff. Yeah.
So
I don't think he is running, though.
So is anybody doing the?
I don't think so.
I know Sage is running.
Sage is running Xfinity.
Xfinity here. Yeah. So I don't know. It's gonna be interesting because it's gonna you've got two different kinds of rubber gonna get laid down. You got Firestone and Goodyear.
Very different.
But they do that at when in the past at Gateway when the trucks ran.
Mm-hmm. Trucks were there, and maybe ARCA was there, or there was another ARCA, feeder series there.
So, but it'll be interesting to see. It's going to be funny to compare the lap times of these, between the two and to see the speed difference. Saturday, you go out there, and the schedule is pretty entertaining, to say the least. Leading up to the IndyCar race.
There's a lot going on out there.
So you've got a warm-up. You've got Cup qualifying.
Yeah, Cup will qualify. I'm sure they'll have another practice that day.
So, and then you've got the IndyCar race, and then you've got the Xfinity race. So
yeah. Going back to Cody Ware, it looks like he will be running the Cup race, I believe. So he is doing the double.
That's breaking news.
You were just talking about it, so I figured I'd share it.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's, it's number one for me. It's, it's Cup, so it's like the five fingers go up. and number two, it's Cody Ware. So, he got black flag, didn't he, from Nashville?
Well, he had some damage, I think, too. But, yeah, he got black flag for going too slow. Which hadn't happened in a while, so
right.
He kind of got the boot.
Well,
he got the boot.
That kind of brings us to the podiums. And our
you go first. I think you went first the last time, or I went first the last time. So you go first this time.
What was our last?
Podium prediction for this race?
Podium prediction for this
race.
Oh,
I couldn't. I think I had Grosjean winning.
Did you?
I think we did the episode after the pole.
Yeah, that was...
Or after quals. I can't remember, to be honest with you. It's been so long ago.
So, my podium for this race.
All right.
Pretty simple. I think... Well, we'll start in third. So, coming home in third place, I really would rather him win this race, but for some reason, they can't... Almost cussed. They can't qualify. And it's Graham Rahal.
They do struggle with qualms.
For the life of me, I do not understand. And I read an article somewhere where Graham made the statement that for some reason, as a team, they have struggled with getting their tires up to temperature this year.
Yeah.
And my question would be, why? Like, why? Like, what are you struggling with? And I guess if they knew that, they wouldn't...
They probably wouldn't qualify as bad.
There wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say Graham brings it home in third.
Okay.
I'm going to say Joseph Newgarden brings it home in second. And I'm going to say winning his first race in his IndyCar career is... He sat on the pole the last time. And I think this time he brings home the win is Romain Grosjean.
I like it.
Now,
I like it.
Me having said that, which means none of this stuff will come true. Somewhere, somehow, Alex Palou will end up on the podium. You know,
hey, he's been consistent.
So we'll just have to wait and see. But I've got Ray Hall third, Jay New second, Grosjean.
Well, first like one. We always say, we never do this together. But quite often, we tend to think a lot about some of the stuff because we have the same exact guys on our podium.
Really?
Yeah. Just in a completely different order.
Wow. You got a Grammy win?
In third, I've got Newgarden.
Yeah.
Good day for Joe New. Second, I went back and forth on this one for a while.
Yeah.
I picked Roman to win last time. I'm picking him second this time. And I've got Graham Rahal winning this race.
So we have the same three.
Yep, same three guys on the podium.
That's amazing how that happens. Because we don't look at each other still. No. I would love to see Graham bring home the win.
I think I saw some stat earlier today, but he's like passed the most cars during this race, or made up the most positions during this race. And the one in May, he pit to top up, if you remember, on fuel.
I do remember.
And he ended up like 30 to 40 seconds back of the field.
Weren't we asking, like, why in the hell are you pitting? Like, yeah. Why did you do that? Or something. Something was weird.
He was like, he was dead last, like 30 to 40 seconds back, and ends up putting a P5 in the last race. So and then the year before, in 2020, one of the races, the race Dixon won, he was like second or third and led for a good amount of the race. So this is one of his good tracks.
I want to see Colton do good, and I want to see Rossi do good. I want to see Hunter Ray do good, but this just hasn't been an Andretti.
This has not been an Andretti track at all.
Rossi finished seventh in May. That's the highest finishing
Andretti
car there was. It's the only one in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
That race was a weird race, man, because Palou was the top finishing Ganassi car. He had Dixon in ninth. Erickson's come home 10th. But so does that play out the same?
Well, and then
this race,
you know, another two cars that were fast. Obviously, VK started 7th in the last race and won the thing. And I think if Connor doesn't end up getting punted on the first lap, he would have been on the same strategy as Renus. You could have had an Ed Carpenter 1-2 or an Ed Carpenter podium with Connor in third. I think Connor would have had a good day, and they were very quick here last time. So,
right.
Those are another two guys I could see being very good here. But you never know.
It'll be interesting to watch practice. And when is the first practice?
3:00 tomorrow.
So, 3:00 tomorrow on Peacock.
They practice at 3:00. They start qualifying at 7:00, which, another note, we're not having the Fast 6 this week. They're doing the Fast 12 format.
Oh, they're doing that 12 again?
Yeah, so they'll just have Group 1, Group 2, and then the Fast 12, and that's how you get your pole.
So they qualify tomorrow night at 7?
Yeah, okay. And then they have the warm-up, and then they have the race.
Tomorrow could be tricky because the weather's calling for rain.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, 40, 50% chance, so it could be looming out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But how all that plays out, I don't know. So 3:00 tomorrow on Peacock is they have a practice. They qualify at 7:00. Then they have, when's the morning warm up on Saturday? What's the Saturday schedule look like?
8:45 in the morning warm up for half an hour, and then they race at 12:45. So they're getting done at 9:15, and 3.5 hours later they're racing.
Really?
Yeah. So, okay. Pretty quick weekend for the IndyCar guys. It's only a 1 hour. It's a 1 hour practice on Friday. Then you have quals, which is shortened. So you only have an hour and a half practice time.
Right.
And then you go right into the race. So
it's a 2-day show for them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it'll probably be a lot of relying on the setup you used the last time you came here.
Right, so we're just talking 3 months ago. What's the weather supposed to be like? Because it's been miserably hot here in Indianapolis.
Very hot.
If you're not in the area, if you're listening from somewhere else, it's been extremely hot. Like, I'm talking like high in the 90s with heat index in the hundreds.
Well, that is about to change.
And yeah, so we're supposed to have some rain move through tomorrow.
Yep.
Tonight and tomorrow. And it's supposed to drop the temperature down like into low 80s.
Saturday, it's high of 82, low of 63 with partly cloudy.
Yeah, so I mean, it's perfect.
So good race weekend. So I'm a...
You know,
so I would say that's probably about similar to what it was in May.
So it's going to be interesting, man, to see how this all plays out. Because VK, it wasn't like VK lucked into that race.
No, he drove it. He was probably the best car.
He was the fastest dude.
Yeah, he was probably the fastest.
He was impressive.
Yeah.
And so was Grosjean. So was Pillot, you know. And you had some other guys that... You know, I think we're on some bad strategies, like Graham.
I think Harvey was pretty quick, but I think he ended up having an issue at one point, so that kind of took him out of it.
He was like a lap down, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was set up for a podium, though.
So, it's just going to be...
It'll be an interesting weekend.
It's going to be downright interesting to see.
You know, and if these last... We talked about them on the last episode, but these next... Or the five championship contenders, it's really getting into the time where you need to... start making some moves for that season finale. So,
well, and to be honest with you, these other guys need Pillot to have some bad luck.
Yeah,
and he's so far, he's just not having it. No. And he's just consistent, just like Nashville. I mean, he got booted all the way back to the rear, and then all of a sudden we look up and it's like
he's top 10 again.
He's like eighth or ninth or something. So he's coming home with a top 10. What's going to be interesting is, does momentum carry over from Nashville for guys like Marcus Ericsson?
Yeah.
Colton Herta, Scott Dixon,
mm-hmm.
right? Or does what happened in May happen again?
Yeah.
Are the same cars that were strong in May, are they strong now?
Yeah, for sure.
That's going to be That's going to be interesting. So it'll be fun to watch practice and keep an eye on those times. Because, you know, these teams, they've run here so much on this road course. Like I said, because of COVID and the cancellation, you know, they added races and, you know, they've raced here literally. This would be the fifth or sixth time in the last 15 months.
Yeah.
You know,
it is.
And I heard
crazy.
That on Kevin and Kevin, and it got me thinking. I was like, man, you know, these guys know what they got.
Yeah.
They know their setups.
Sure.
They know, I mean, they, you know, it's not a big guessing game. So, it's going to be interesting. Let's move on to some odds real quick. Your odds on favoriteness. I got these numbers off DraftKings. So, different.
Some of the betting sites.
Different sites have different
odds. A little
odds.
Different, yeah.
But Joseph Newgarden and Scott Dixon are both plus 550, so 5.5 to 1.
I think they're typically, like, always the favorite.
They're always the favorite. Pillot is third at and he's tied with Herta. He's plus 700 or 7-1.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got O'Ward at plus 800. Rossi's plus 900. And here's your first good bet. Grosjean is plus 1200. That's 12-1.
It's a good bet,
right? VK, your defending winner, is plus 1400.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I was going to put a bet on one of two guys, I would put a bet, and I probably will put a bet, on both these next guys.
Mm-hmm.
Graham Rahal, who you have as coming home as the winner,
yeah,
is plus 2,500.
That's pretty solid.
He's 25-1.
That's pretty solid.
Marcus Ericsson, who finished 10th in this race in May, is coming off his second win at Nashville. He is plus 2,800. Or 28-1. So you drop a 10 spot or a 5 spot on those guys. That's
a good
pretty
payday.
Good payday.
Yeah. Especially Ericsson. I would easily put a bet on Ericsson. He's the current, if you go back to any race after Indy, he's the leading point scorer. He's done the best out of any driver since Indy, point wise. So,
yeah.
It's an easy bet to make. Same with Graham. He's really good here. So
yeah.
Another guy I'd be interested to see is Connor Daly because he was fast here last time.
He's like plus 5,000.
Yeah, that would be a very smart like $5 bet.
I mean, he's like 50 to 1.
That's easy money.
You know,
if he wins, obviously.
But, again, DraftKings, FanDuel, PointsBet, they all have them. They all have IndyCar odds.
The Barstool Sportsbook.
The Barstool Sportsbook has odds. And then a new one is, like we talked about in the last episode, is the Caesars Sportsbook, which is kind of cool because it's the first one that I've seen do this, I think, is you can, if you've got a Caesars Rewards card, you know, the card you stick in the machine when you go or you give it to the dealer or whatever,
yeah,
you enter in your rewards number when you register, and every bet that you make on the Caesars Rewards or the Caesars Sportsbook counts towards your rewards.
Yes, so that's pretty cool. Very cool thing that they're doing so, right there.
It's good to see IndyCar making some progress in the sports betting world.
Yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger.
So that'll be fun. It's always fun. It makes the race, especially when you got money on it, it just makes the race pretty cool.
Right.
So it makes it more interesting. So
I agree.
Real quick before we get out of here, let's just cover silly season. So I want to say this. I think, without a shadow of a doubt, you had to be the first person in the country, if not the world, to predict Simon Pagenaud ending up at Meyer Shank Racing. We did that podcast 3 weeks ago.
We did it a while ago before all this news started coming out.
A month ago, whenever it was, when we were sitting down, and we made kind of like our fantasy picks and stuff.
I believe so.
And you came out and you said that it wouldn't shock you if Simon Pagenaud ended up at Meyer Shank Racing. It just made sense. You know,
and yeah.
When you first told me that, I was like, man, there ain't no way he's going to end up. You know, and then I got thinking about it, and I remember saying that on whatever podcast that was. I was like, you know, you said that, and the more I think about it, more sense it made. And that was
perfect.
That was 3 weeks ago, a month ago, whenever it was we made that podcast.
Yeah.
Way before any of this news comes out.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, fast forward to now.
That's like the...
And it's like...
Almost not... It's like not confirmed, but confirmed.
Right. It's like it's like the thing that everybody's talking about. And I'm like, thinking to myself, I'm like, yeah, we kind of speculated, reported on, whatever you want to call it. We kind of did that first, before anybody else. But so good on you. That was a that was a good prediction.
But yeah, basically today it was not confirmed. You know, official because it's Team Penske and they're not going to say anything until after the year's over. But it's looking like Pagenaud will be out at Penske, and he's on Shank's shortlist.
Yeah, it really seems like Shank is going to go after Simon, and then the other name I've heard is Ryan Hunter-Reay.
So he'll go with all-veteran presence.
Right. It doesn't sound promising for our boy, Connor Daly.
No, because I saw that too,
there's another Ryan Hunter-Reay
with the
link
with the old Ed Carpenter Racing for the road courses and probably the 500. So now you have Hunter-Reay, Hulkenberg. But I keep reading in the reports that if Connor has the backing, that Connor is their guy, according to Ed. But we'll have to see how that plays out. Hopefully, it works out.
That would be nice. Because we love us some Connor Daly.
Yes, we do.
Because that's our dude, man.
Yes, we do.
Our two dudes are, you know, we say it all the time, Connor Daly and Graham Rahal. And so Simon's out at Penske, probably going to Shank.
Mm-hmm.
you pretty much know nothing's really changed on the Andretti front. You pretty much know that Hinch and Ryan Hunter-Reay are out.
Probably out. Grosjean is probably in.
Grosjean's probably in, though he keeps kind of like dangling the carrot in front of the coin, saying, yeah. Hey, you know, I wouldn't mind staying, but blah, blah, blah. Well,
he's probably taking over
the
28.
I read somewhere where, you know, I think it was Marshall Pruitt's story said that if the rumors of his asking price are true, it's probably more fitting that he go to an Andretti team, like an Andretti team.
Yeah.
But then I also heard again, or read again, where Penske is pretty high on Kyle Kirkwood.
Yeah, which is, I would be kind of, I think at this point it would either be Kirkwood.
Or nobody.
Or it would be back to a three-car team.
Right.
Which is really, they've never gone out and signed an Indy Lights guy right out of Indy Lights, no. Ever. So that'd be really interesting. Another interesting tidbit just for this weekend is another F1 name that's going to be at the race is Alex Albon will be in town this weekend.
Yeah, that's for sure. So we'll see what he's shopping around.
See what he can do.
See how much money he's bringing to the table.
I'm sure he's bringing an okay amount.
It wouldn't surprise me if Grosjean goes to Andretti and Alex Albon ends up at Coin.
Yeah, in the Rick Ware car.
In that
it
car.
It makes sense.
Bringing money.
Know? Yeah.
You know, who knows? You still got McLaren out there saying that they want to have a third car. It was just announced that they're buying.
They're majority owners of that team.
Come November or whenever.
Yeah, I think
that
it's season
goes through, yeah. Right. They're going to be 75% majority owners of that whole team. So,
yeah, which is really interesting.
It'd be interesting to see how much Sam sold that for.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So silly season hasn't really changed a lot. It's just
more reports on the same stuff.
Right. It's just, you know, rumors are getting stronger. People are hearing the same things more often.
Mm-hmm.
So, but with having said that, that's going to wrap up episode 46.
Yep.
We will be back again next week to
recap this race
and
then we'll be previewing a race we will actually be in attendance.
Yes, Gateway.
Gateway, so very excited for that.
We're going over and actually staying the night this time, which is a blessing because the last few times we've been over there, you fall asleep and start snoring and Jen goes to sleep and then I'm stuck driving and we almost wreck. So
that's not good.
It's not good. So we are staying at a casino.
Yes.
Matter of fact.
Yes.
So, you know what we will be doing after the race.
Yes.
So, everybody have a great weekend.
Yep.
Enjoy the race. Enjoy all three races. If you're going out to the track, be good. Peace out. We'll see you.